The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When you work in a zoo, people sometimes ask if you've ever been bitten by an animal. And thankfully, usually not. But I can tell you of a bite I received in my first week on the job years ago, one that I'll never forget. A keeper in the old nocturnal house noticed me looking at a small weasel in an aquarium and said, "Young domestic ferret, go ahead and pick it up." Well, it actually was a leased weasel, and it grabbed onto me with such ferocity, I had a heck of a time getting my hand free. And I learned an important lesson about zookeepers. The leased weasel is a small mammal with a huge appetite. Its sharp teeth and claws can take down animals larger than its own diminutive size. Small rodents are preferred prey, but these tiny predators have been known to chase down rabbits, birds, frogs, and insects when necessary. Though it sounds like a ruthless hunter, the leased weasel does play an important role in its surroundings. Its feverish hunting helps balance rodent populations. And one really cool thing is that the coat of the leased weasel, as with many weasel species, will turn white in the winter.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.